In agricultural news, the Army Corps of Engineers today says that contractors from Iowa and Ohio could begin demolition of the rock pinnacles on the bed of the Mississippi River south of St. Louis as early as tomorrow. The demolition of the massive formations near Thebes, Illinois, coincides with an unusual move by the agency to release water from a southern Illinois lake, adding a few inches of depth to a river that is getting lower by the day. The Corps said a six-mile stretch of the river will be closed to shipping starting tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. to allow for the safe use of the explosives. Barges seeking passage will have to line up and wait for an eight-hour window when that stretch will be open. On Saturday, the Corps began releasing water at Carlisle Lake, saying the additional water flowing into the Mississippi will provide 6 inches of depth by Christmas Eve. Months of drought have left water levels up to 20 feet below normal along a 180-mile stretch of the river from St. Louis to Cairo, Illinois. The organization Taxpayers for Common Sense says the Congressional Budget Office has been wildly off the mark in estimating future costs of farm legislation. CBO estimated the cost of the 2002 Farm Bill was $451 billion, but actual spending came in at $587 billion. In 2008, CBO's estimate was $604 billion, but the 2008 Farm Bill ended up costing $912 billion. The Treasury Department today says that foreign demand for U.S. Treasury securities rose to a record level in October. Total foreign holdings rose to $5.48 trillion in October, up 0.1% from September. China, the largest holder of U.S. government debt, increased its holdings slightly to $1.16 trillion. Japan, the second largest holder, boosted its holdings by a smaller amount to $1.13 trillion. Negotiations between the Senate and House Agriculture Committees on the Farm Bill apparently have ground to a halt, at least publicly. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Debbie Stabenow says the Senate has made the best offer it could, while House Agriculture Committee leaders accused the senators of bad faith in the negotiations. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.